Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I believe this is something near and dear to the Master's heart. What's he interested in? People have got all kind of ideas what they want to do with their group and with their local church and this and that. But Jesus sees the church, the whole church, and it's his heart and it's his purpose to build this church. And he's building something that the devil can't stop. Oh, glory to God. He's building something that all the power of hell cannot overcome, cannot stop. Glory to God. The church. Jesus is building something. And you're a part of it. And I'm a part of it. And we're not supposed to just come in here and sit in the chair for a few minutes and check the box and say we went to church. No, no. We are the church. And not all the church, but a part of the church. And the Lord's building his church. And we want to be right in the middle of what he's doing to build the church. And you and I ought to be thinking every time we come in here and every time we go out and all through the week, what is God doing with us? What can we do? What is our part to build the church, to advance his kingdom and build his church? Can you say amen? I'm believing that revelation is coming to us. Will you believe with me? Not just today, but in the days to come. That we will see this thing the way the Lord sees it. We will feel about it the way he does. It'll be in our heart the way it is in his. And it'll be a priority to us just like it is to him. Now this is closely associated with what we did some months ago on the kingdom of God. We camped on that. And we stayed in that. That helped me. I trust it helped you. Spending time in the Word about that, and it goes right into this, and of course, you and I growing up. Why do we need to grow up? Why was God interested in growing this church up quickly? Why? Well, we're already beginning to see some inklings of it. So he can use us to do what? To build his church. To build it. Glory to God. They used to sing an old song called Working on a Building. Yeah. You ever heard that? Yes, working on a building. Well, Jesus is. Let me read this to you from another translation. The Amplified says, Matthew 16:18, we just read. He said, I tell you, you are Peter. And the Amplified gives the difference in the two Greek words. Petros, a large piece of rock. Or it's a piece that you could pick up or move. And on this rock, Petra, a huge rock like Gibraltar, I will build my church. Who said it? What did Jesus say? If he says something, can you count on it? What did he say? On this rock, what rock? Now you got some people try to tell us that the church is built on Peter. I don't think so. Thank God for Peter. I respect him. Looking forward to meeting him. But I think Peter would tell you in a minute, oh, no, no, no. Church ain't built on me. Jesus is the foundation. Can you say amen? Amen. Too many other scriptures talk about, Paul said, other foundation can no man lay than what is laid. What is it? Jesus. He is the foundational rock. He is the platform. Yes, sir. No, the church is not built on Peter or his descendants. It's built on Jesus. And Jesus said, on this rock, on the rock of the Christ, on the rock of myself, he's saying, I will build what? My church. Listen to those words. What did Jesus say? I will build my church. Is he interested in it?
Yes.
Is it important to him?
Yes.
Are you and I a part of this?
Yes.
We are a part of what he has built,
yes,
and is building.
Yes.
And then we're to jump in and help him.
Yes.
Let him use us,
yes,
to continue building his church.
Yes.
Other things are going to rise and fall. All the governments of this world are not to endure. How many understand? In the days to come, there will be no nation of this, a republic of this. There won't even be a U.S. of A.
That's right.
Thank God for it. You know, I'm blessed to be a part of it. I believe in my country. I'm a patriot. But in the days to come, there won't be any U.S. of A or any other nation or country. There'll be the kingdom of God. That's it. And the church. The church is going to be the rulership,
amen,
the government,
right,
in the kingdom of God,
amen,
the church.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that you and I are going to rule and reign with him. We're going to judge angels.
Amen.
You.
Yes. Amen.
Me.
Yes,
the church has a high place in God's plan.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Jesus said, I will build my church. Say it one more time. I will build my church. When Jesus says something like that, I'm telling you, you can count on it. I will build my church and the gates of hell, or the gates of Hades, the powers of the infernal region, shall not overpower it or be strong to its detriment, or hold out against it. I like that.
Yes.
And if you look up the word, you'll see that that's all the Amplified's doing, is amplifying the meaning or bringing it out. The gates of Hades. And the Bible said the devil had the power of death, but he's been stripped.
Yes.
He's been defeated. And the gates of hell, the gates of Hades, shall not overpower the church. How many believe that?
Amen.
Shall not be strong to the detriment of the church. And shall not be able to hold out against the church.
Amen.
The gates of hell, the powers of hell, the powers of darkness and him who was the Lord of death, shall not be able to overpower the church. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Nor will the powers of hell, the gates of hell, be able to be strong enough to deter us and to our detriment to tear us down. Can't defeat us and can't be strong enough to be to our detriment to tear us down. Now, I like this too, though. Nor can the gates and powers of hell be able to hold out against us. Now that's something else. And this meaning is here in the Greek. What does it mean, hold out against? That's us taking ground.
Yes, yes, yes.
That the power of the enemy had. That's us, the church, taking nations.
Yes.
And taking tribes and taking peoples that had been held in blindness and darkness and were locked up and shut up and caged up and gated up. And those gates will not be able to hold out against the church. We will come through it and we will do it and take it. And all the powers of hell will not be able to stop us. Glory to God. 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 Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. I wrote something down and I I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm so excited about it. You'll hear it again and again. I saw something as I began to get into this and meditate on this and pray about this. I knew it, but I didn't know it like I know it now. And I wrote it down. The devil fears the church. Oh, I don't think you know fully what I just said. I mean, he is terrified of the church. He doesn't want anybody to know this. Too late. He doesn't want anybody to know this, but he is terrified of the church. Why? It has already been declared by the head of the church that nothing that he has can stop us. Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, has already decreed and declared that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Nothing the devil can do can stop us, can hold us back, can hold us down, nor overpower us. Jesus said it. His word cannot fail. The devil knows this. I saw this. I'm going to read this to you now. I saw this and I wrote it down. Panic overwhelms him, the devil, at the thought of what the entire body of Christ could rise up together and do in the earth. When he thinks about what the entire church of the Lord, the entire body of Christ, could rise up together and do in the earth, panic overwhelms him. Does that bear witness with you? So, what does he do? What does he do? He works non-stop to split us, to divide us, to keep us ignorant or confused about who we are or what we can do. Because he fears us. He fears us. He fears us. When he thinks about the body of Christ, the church of the Lord, raising up as one man in the earth and what God could do through us, panic, waves of panic come over him. The devil has a panic attack.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me